Personal Finance, Chapter 2, High School Storybook.
Chapter 2, Financial Attitudes and Behaviors. The hallway buzzed with the usual morning chaos, but Leo's new sneakers seemed to cut through the noise.
"See?" he said, pointing his toe so the light caught the iridescent logo. "Straight from the latest drop, the whole feed is blowing up with these."
Shea smiled, but a familiar knot tightened in her stomach. The shoes were beautiful and expensive. They cost more than 2 months of her part-time job earnings.
"They're cool, Leo," Gia said honestly. "I just deposited another 50 into my laptop fund."
Leo let out a friendly groan. "Gia, college is a lifetime away. You have to enjoy the now." He gestured to his shoes. "This is the now. It's about feeling good, being part of things."
Gia shook her head. "It's just a different money script, I guess. My parents taught me that money means security. You save diligently for what's important, and you don't spend to impress others."
She thought of her family's careful budget board, a patchwork of goals and responsibilities that kept their household running smoothly.
"And my abuela taught me that money is for sharing joy," Leo countered, his voice warm with memory. "It's for big family dinners and helping a cousin who's in a tough spot. It's a tool for community, not something to hide in a bank."
To him, spending on things that brought him and his friends together felt like an investment in happiness. In the cafeteria, their friend Maya slid into the booth, her phone held out like a sacred artifact.
"Aetherfest tickets! They just went live! The whole squad is in the group chat, we have to go!"
The price on the screen made Gia's breath catch. Leo, however, leaned in, his eyes wide with excitement. The unspoken pressure was immense. Gia could feel the weight of their friends' expectations. Going to the festival meant belonging, memories, and 1,000 photos to prove it. Not going meant being left out.
"That's a lot of money," she said quietly, her eyes fixed on the table.
"You only live once," Leo declared, already pulling out his own phone.
A powerful wave of FOMO, the fear of missing out, erased all other thoughts. The idea of seeing everyone's posts from the festival while he sat at home was unbearable. It was an emotional impulse, a purchase driven by feeling, not logic. He tapped the Buy Now button. Gia took a slow, deep breath. She closed her eyes and pictured the laptop. She saw herself in a college library, coding, designing, building the future she dreamed of. That vision was solid, real, and far more valuable than a weekend of loud music.
"I'm sorry, guys. I can't," she said, her voice clear and firm. "My goal is more important."
Leo's purchase was complete, the confirmation email already in his inbox. But hearing the certainty in Gia's voice gave him a sudden jolt of buyer's remorse. He looked at his friend, admiring her discipline. He had a ticket to a festival, but what was his long-term goal? He honestly couldn't name one. He put his phone face down on the table, the screen going dark.
"You know," he said, looking from Maya back to Gia, "maybe you've got the right idea." He leaned forward, his interest genuine. "Seriously, what is this money script thing? Tell me more."
Back to course. Next lesson.